Hey, so this is going to be something a little different from my usual audios. This is a hysterical literature ramble fap. So I'm going to read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein while trying to hold off from coming, I guess, because I'm very feral right now. And it's probably just gonna devolve into me, like, not even caring about the book. So, yeah, I think this could be fun. Am I torturing myself like this, please? Yeah, I just recorded an audio, and now I'm just even more horny and in the mood to be an exhibitionist, I guess. So, here, have fun. So the book starts off with, let me turn down my brightness actually, that is very, very bright. So the book starts out with, like, instead of chapters, it's a few letters. So the first one starts to Mrs. Saville, England, St. Petersburg, December 11th, 17 blank. Like when they don't put the end of the date, like when they don't put the end of the year there and it just says 17 and then like a little dash. I don't know why they did that, but it's sometime in the 1700s. Oh my God, I'm literally supposed to be touching myself. Hold on. Yeah, that's good. You will rejoice to hear that no disaster has accompanied the commencement of an enterprise which you have regarded with such evil forebodings. I arrived here yesterday, and my first task is to ensure my dear sister of my welfare and increasing confidence in the success of my undertaking. I am already far north of London, and as I walk in the streets of Petersburg, I feel a cold northern breeze play upon my cheeks, which braces my nerves and fills me with delight. Do you understand this feeling? This breeze. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna start using my vibrator. Let me get some lube. Ooh, that's cold. Oh boy. Okay, now where was I? Do you understand this feeling? This breeze, which has traveled from the regions towards which I am advancing, gives me a foretaste of those icy climes. Inspirited by this wind of promise, my daydreams became more fervent and vivid. I try in vain to be persuaded that the pole is the seat of frost and desolation. It ever presents itself to my imagination as the region of beauty and delight. There, Margaret, the sun is forever visible, its broad disk just skirting the horizon and diffusing a perpetual splendor. There, for with your leave, my sister, I will put some trust in preceding navigators. Their snow and frost are banished, and sailing over a calm sea, we may be wafted to a land surpassing in wonders and in beauty every region hitherto discovered on the habitable globe. I'm going to turn it up a notch. Its productions and features may be without example, as the phenomena of the heavenly bodies undoubtedly are in those undiscovered solitudes. It's kind of hard to hold it with my left hand because I like to hold my vibrator with my right hand. It's like, it's more awkward to read it like this. What may not be expected in a country of eternal light? I may there discover the wondrous power which attracts the needle and may regulate a thousand celestial observations that require only this voyage to render their seeming eccentricities consistent forever. I shall satiate my ardent curiosity with the sight of a part of the world never before visited, and may tread a land never before imprinted by the foot of man. These are my enticements, and they are sufficient to conquer all fear of danger or death, and to induce me to commence this laborious voyage with the joy a child feels when he embarks in a little boat with his holiday mates on an expedition, oh boy, of discovery up his native river. But supposing all these conjectures to be false, you cannot contest the inestimable phonic benefit which I shall confer on all mankind to the last generation by discovering a passage near the pole to those countries, to reach which at present so many months are requisite, or by ascertaining the secret of the magnet, which, if at all possible, can only be effected by an undertaking such as mine. These reflections have dispelled the agitation with which I began my letter, and I feel my heart grow with an enthusiasm which elevates me to heaven, for nothing contributes so much to tranquilize the mind as a steady purpose, a point on which the soul may fix its intellectual eye. This expedition has been a favorite dream of my early years. I've read with ardor the accounts of the various voyages which have been made in the prospect of arriving at the North Pacific Ocean through the seas which surround the pole. You may remember oh, it feels so good. I'm gonna fuck myself for a little bit. Oh my god. What was I on? Purposes of discovery. Yeah, you may remember that a history of all the voyages made for purposes of discovery composed the whole of our good Uncle Thomas's library. My education was neglected, and yet I was passionately fond of reading. These volumes were my study day and night, and my familiarity with them increased that regret which I had felt as a child upon learning that my father's dying injunction had forbidden my uncle to allow me to embark in a seafaring life. These visions faded when I perused for the first time. God, I am so fucking wet. Oh my god. You could just slide right into me. Fuck. Okay, where was I? When I perused for the first time those poets whose effusions entranced my soul and lifted it to heaven, I also became a poet and for 1 year lived in a paradise of my own creation. I imagined that I might obtain a niche in the temple where the names of Homer and Shakespeare are consecrated. Oh, God. Like, that's so good. You are well acquainted with my father and how heavily I bore the disappointment. Damn it, I want my vibrator again. Not the awkward lube sounds. Why is it not coming out? Oh, fuck, that's cold. Temperature play? Okay. Hold on, where was I? I'm trying, okay, guys? But just at that time, I inherited the fortune of my cousin, and my thoughts were turned into the channel of their earlier event. 6 years have passed since I resolved on my present undertaking. I can even now remember the hour from which I dedicated myself to this great enterprise. I commenced by inuring my body to hardship. I accompanied the whale fishers on several expeditions to the North Sea. I voluntarily endured cold, famine, thirst, and want of sleep. I often worked harder than the common sailors during the day. Oh my god, I want it so bad. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, I want to get. Okay, please calm down. And devoted my nights to the study of mathematics, the theory of medicine, and those branches of physical science from which a naval adventurer might derive the greatest practical advantage. Twice I actually hired myself as an undermate in a Greenland whaler and acquitted myself to admiration. Oh god, I want it so fucking bad. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Okay, maybe I didn't soak through the towel. Oh my god. Holy fucking shit. Okay, yeah, that was probably the best orgasm I've had in quite a while. The first one I've had in at least a week, too. Damn. We love some good stress relief. Yeah, if anyone actually listens to this, I hope you had fun, because I sure did, and this combines a few of my niche interests, like, you know, old weird gothic literature, and, I mean, hey, Monster Boys, there's another thing I like, and, hearing people go absolutely feral. Okay, I hope you sleep well. I know I'm going to.